And we're back. Welcome back to the Auto Authorities. I am Jay with iAutoAgent.com. And this is Gerald. And Gerald and I have an amazing show for you today. This is part two of How to Buy a Car Without the Nonsense. I wrote a book several years ago, a seven-step process. And truly, if you guys want a copy of the book, send us a message at theautoauthorities.com. And I will send you a free copy of the book, but we're going right into this, and we need to know, like, next step. Step four out of seven is determine what it will cost you. This is a huge mistake that people make, because what do people do? They go into the dealership before they even know their budget every single time. And it's frustrating for, like, when I sold cars, it was frustrating for me. Because they come in and they're driving this Tahoe and they absolutely love it. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go ahead. And then what is the payment on that? Well, you want to know what the payment is this day and age on a Tahoe? You're well over a thousand, you know, in the thousands of dollars a month range. And they're like, oh, I can only do 500 hours a month. Okay, well, you're on the wrong vehicle, and it just wastes everybody's time, including yours. So determine what it will cost you. And I'm going to tell you my first step that I always say is know what your budget is and figure out what can you pay per month, and also know your freaking credit score and contact your local credit union before you go to the dealership. What do you do, Gerald? What's your recommendation? You're on mute.
I agree with all that. And I think one thing that you do want to be on the lookout for, the salesperson does make a difference. If you have a salesperson that isn't asking you to sit down for a little bit so they can talk with you about what's important to you, what do you need in a car? What do you want to find? You're probably with the wrong salesperson, because you can do whatever research you want. And I'm saying this because the perception is all the car sales, the perception is every car salesperson is like Grady the Sales Badger, and they're just there to rip you off and have no idea what they're doing. The reality is the successful car salespeople are successful because they do a good job and customers come and ask for them. And they're working to emphatically listen with emotion and to feel what the customer's saying, so they can hear what you're saying and direct you towards that right car. If the customer's not doing something like a registration sheet, like a guest sheet, asking you a few questions, figuring out what range of car you're looking at, you're probably with the wrong salesperson. And you may be with the wrong dealership, period. It may just be time to leave.
So true,
you,
man.
Don't
I remember
want the person just throwing you a key. You're probably gonna get a bad deal then.
So true. When I was selling, the very, very first thing I would do is I would sit down and I'd say, what I'd like to do is understand your wants and needs, making sure this is the right vehicle. And then I also said to them, it's totally okay if you don't want to buy something today. I am not going to chase you out of here. I'm not going to tie you down. And when I said that, it really just, it makes them become more open. And like you said, have empathy and listen to what they are saying if you are a salesperson. But from a consumer standpoint, if you don't do your research and you don't go to the credit union, because first of all, here's the bottom line. A credit union is not going to approve you for a loan if you can't afford it. They are going to look at all your credit, all the different obligations you have. And if they don't feel like you can afford it, then they're not going to approve you. If they do feel like that you can afford it, they will approve you. And you still have to be a little careful, because sometimes they will approve you for more than what you should be doing. But step four is know what budget that you want to be in. And then also step five goes right into if you have a trade-in. And I'm going to say this. This is going to be probably the opposite of what you've always been told. If you have a trade-in, know what it's worth. But go in in the mindset is when that salesperson says to you, what do you want your payments to be? Do not be afraid to tell them that. And I'll tell you why. Because it is so easy to determine what your payments. So let's say you have a $20,000 vehicle that you're trading in and you're buying a $40,000 vehicle. You would be financing $20,000. And you tell them, I want my payments to be about $400 a month on a 5-year, and I'm not willing to go 6 years. Well, now you've put it out there. And if they come back at $500 a month, you're like, nope, I told you 400. You can negotiate with payments because it all comes down to dollars anyway of how you figured it out. You don't have to tell the dealership that. And that's the beautiful thing. No, my budget is $400 a month, and I am not going to go 6 years. I'm going to go 5 years. It's so much easier for you to do that. Tell them you have a trade-in. Tell them all the things. Who cares? You've already figured out what your budget is, but be prepared to walk if it's not.
Well, and it's simple math. I mean, it's basically $20 a thousand at current rates.
Roughly.
If you do $20 a thousand, you're right there. 0%, just so you know, too, interest rate doesn't make the difference that you think it would. 0% at 60 months is $16.67. Where we're currently at about 6% is 20.
Yeah.
So in the big picture, it's not that huge of a difference. So just use simple math. $20 a thousand, that's going to get you pretty darn close to where you want to be at.
Yeah.
And that way, you're not being shown a super expensive car. Because if you have a salesperson who has no idea what they're doing, they don't ask you any questions. Well, they may run you out to the Platinum, and the Platinum looks great. Man, this is awesome. I love this car. Well, sure, it's $80,000.
Yep.
and there's all these services that all these experts online that tell you, oh, no matter what you do, don't tell the dealer what you want your payment to be. Well, it's stupid.
Why? It is stupid.
Because they're going to run you into the most expensive car, and you're going to go, man, these dealership employees are idiots. You know what they did? They showed me an $80,000 car. Well, Right. Yeah, they may well be idiots, but you let them open because they figured, well, I'll just show them the most expensive one and we'll see what they say. And people go, oh man, I love it. And then the salesperson's all said, okay, wow, I sold the Platinum. And they come back with the worksheet and the $400 payment you wanted to make is a $960 payment because you're looking at an $80,000 car.
Yeah, and, no point. You know, I mean that's a good point.
That's where it blows up.
Yeah, and then to determine the value of your trade, there are different sites that you can use. I use a combination of different things, and I'm just going to share this with you. Number one, you have Kelley Blue Book, and you're probably going to get between fair to good condition, roughly for a trade-in value. You could go to Carvana. You can go to CarMax. You can go to iAuto Agent. You can go to all these different sites. And what you're going to notice really quickly is what your vehicle is worth. And you also have got to figure when a dealership has your vehicle listed, and I'm just going to say an average vehicle, it's going to be marked up $4,000 to $5,000. So if your vehicle is being sold at $25,000, chances are they probably gave them 20. Now, that's not always the case. It could be more and it could be less. If it's a Toyota, sometimes it is less because the margins aren't as much there. But if you go to all those sites and you can see, okay, well, this person's, you know, iAuto Agent's going to give me 23, CarMax is going to give me 20, Carvana is going to give me 19. Well, I could sell through iAuto Agent and get more money, or I can go to these other places. But you know, if the dealership comes in at 17, then that is not, they're not treating you fairly. But the other piece that you want to also know too is this. Are there any discounts available on the vehicle that you're looking at? If it's new, are there rebates? Are there incentives? Look at those forums like we told you. And if it's a, what's the word I'm looking for? I totally lost my train of thought there, but that is how you determine your trade-in.
Well, heck, here, if it's a Rita, go on X, look up automotive news. If they have an article like this talking about massive day supply and then you read it and you know the dealership's incentivized at $1,000 a car if they hit their goal, gee, do you think they'll make a deal on the Rogue and give you whatever in the world you asked for in the trade-in? And the Rogue's not a horrible car. 2023 was a new model year. It was redesigned. It's okay. Is it a great car? No. But, I mean, it's not a horrible car. I mean, they're not that bad. You'd take a Rogue for free, right?
I would. I would take one for free in a second.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give it to you for free, but
I take one of other cars,
not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But one of the things too is that you just have to know is, are they playing the shell game with you? Are they showing you more money for your trade? Just figure out what they're actually giving you for both so you can make an educated decision. You know, that really is important. But once you do that, then you got to figure out the pre-purchase inspection. That's step six. And step six is important when you're looking at a used car. You really don't need it on a new car, but on a used car, you do. And if you're taking it on a 20, 30 minute drive and you want to buy it, tell them that you're going to buy it subject to mechanics approval. You know, it depends. You know, it depends if there's still a warranty on it. If there's not a warranty, yeah. Also, what about if you're buying from a private owner? Like, that's something I would never buy a vehicle without a pre-purchase inspection. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, 100%. But now, if you are buying from a major dealership, I would challenge that. If you're buying it from a major dealership, you know, one of the big boy brands, Ford, Dodge, Toyota, Honda, and it's a certified pre-owned vehicle, they are inspecting those things. The dealership should show you the RO of everything they did. And I've had quite a few people that go to the local Goodyear or the local, you know, Meineke, and they charge you $150 to say, oh yeah, it needs this, it needs this, it needs this. And a lot of times you check it out and there's no basis in reality. They just said there was something wrong with it because they charged you $120 to quote unquote look at it.
I agree with that. Now, if it's certified pre-owned and it has warranty, that's a different story. If you're buying a 120,000 mile, 130,000 mile vehicle from, you know, Honest Abe's, you know, car lot, like one of a client of ours, I'm actually trying to help him out right now because he just got scammed.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't believe a lot in certified, but what I do believe a lot in is, you know, if it is under warranty. And speaking of warranties, when you go sit down with the finance manager, they're going to try to sell you a warranty. And I truly believe in warranties. I really do. I just don't believe that we need to make our whole month on the warranty. And that's what iAutoAgent has a lot of warranty plans for clients that want to buy a vehicle. They want to buy a warranty, which I think everybody should buy a warranty, but there's so many different types of warranties. And then they go into the menu, you know, like the different raise, like you have to really know what you're doing when you're sitting down with the finance manager. And it all goes back to the step that we talked about. Know what you can afford. Know what the price, know what the interest rate is. That finance manager might be doing so much volume with a lender and they may be able to beat or at least meet the rate, or they might even work with the same credit union you do. And then that means you don't have to go get a check, right?
Sure.
But you're educated about that.
Well, and here with warranties, if you're looking at a warranty at the dealership, vehicle service agreement, or MBPI is what they're called sometimes, mechanical breakdown prevention insurance, which is what an extended warranty actually is, because it's not a warranty.
No.
Warranties come from the manufacturer. It's a vehicle service contract. It's mechanical breakdown insurance.
Yep.
You can get those. Your goal, your gauge should be, what is the average cost of an internal repair on a vehicle? Right now, it's about $2,300, $2,400. That's for one. That's the average cost of one internal repair. You can buy an extended service contract, a mechanical breakdown protection insurance plan that covers you for 7 years or 125,000 miles. and that warranty, that vehicle service contract, is the cost of one average internal repair, that's a pretty good deal. You're doing
it is.
So if you use that as your goal, if it's somewhere around $2,400, $2,700, $2,900, that's a good deal. You start getting up, which happens at domestic dealers, to $4,000-$5,000, that's probably too much. It's still cheaper than CarShield. CarShield for 5 years, you're over $11,000. It just seems cheaper because it's $200 a month.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. But like, it's important to also look at the vehicle that you're, so I'm going to do a quick story. So we had a client come to us yesterday, actually, that wanted is a 2018 GMC Denali, right under 74,000 miles. And they came to us, they wanted a warranty. Well, I just said, what did the dealership offer you? And they're like, oh, they wanted to do a 5-year 60. I said, you don't even have to tell me what they were charging, but I'm going to take a guess. And I'm $7,400 for a 5-year 60. We were able to get them into a six year and an extra 125,000 mile bump. I'm not going to use bumper to bumper. I'm going to use exclusionary that would mirror the factory warranty with only, and they had a $250 deductible too. This only had a $100 deductible for $3,700. We were half.
Yeah. Of the price. Oh, there you go.
And it's worth it. It's one repair on that vehicle could be easily $5,000, but it's not worth $7,400.
It could be way more than that. Something that's easy. Endemic with the big GM SUVs, the fuel cylinder management system, the thing that deactivates cylinders to save fuel economy. I mean, it's a good tech. You don't even notice it when you're driving. It's not like when they first brought it out of the Northstar engines, when you heard a clunk every time it shifted off. It's silent. You never notice it. It saves you about 3 miles a gallon. It's great. Only problem is, if it fails, it's $8,000 to fix.
I know.
So the warranty in and of itself is worth it because they all fail at about 120,000 miles. If you're looking online and you're wondering why you can't find a Traverse, an Enclave, or an Acadia with about 120,000 miles on any lot, that's why. They're all dead.
They're in the junkyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a gift for everybody. If you have a warranty right now and you want me to take a look at it, I will do a complimentary audit to make sure that you got the right warranty. Or if you need a warranty, send a message to theautoauthorities.com, theautoauthorities.com. I need your VIN and your miles. And then I will get the copy of the policy. I will help any way I can. I just don't want to see people get screwed. And that's why we do what we do. Gerald, anything else? Oh, one more thing. Make sure, listen closely, that you subscribe to the Auto Authorities on YouTube. Click the subscribe button, the notification buttons. We are live Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on the Facebook group page, the Auto Authorities, as well as LinkedIn. And we have 19 different channels, such as iTunes, Pandora, Google Podcasts. Go to theautoauthorities.com. Send us a message. Send us comments. And we will see you next week, unless you have anything else.
Yeah, just one thing. We didn't mention it, but this is an important feature, and especially with inequity rising in vehicles. If you're borrowing over the MSRP of the vehicle or over the selling price of the used vehicle, and you can get gap insurance for under $800, say yes. And also check if your insurance offers it. Quite a few insurance companies offer gap insurance. If you can get it through your auto insurance, you can get it for $6-$7 a month. You'll never miss it. Say yes, because if your car is totaled, the worst thing to happen, the worst inequity to have, is that you have to stroke a check for $6,000 to pay off the remainder of your car's balance because it was totaled.
Also, one other thing on that. That's a great point, folks. So what Gerald's telling you, but the one thing too, is read the policy for gap insurance, because they're not all the same, and some of them will only approve you for the certain percentage of what the vehicle is actually worth. So just read the policy, and if you're not sure, send it to us. We will see you next week. Peace.